Heavenly Father, may my words this morning speak truth into our hearts, that we may worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. And this is perhaps the most popular and well-known Bible verse. And the reformer Martin Luther called this verse the gospel in miniature. And it has, in these few words, two keys, I think, to help us understand the God we worship today. Uniquely, the Christian Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the first word from John 3:16, God so loved. The writer of the Gospel of John, in his pastoral letters 1 John 4 and verse 16, says God is love. And love is not an entity in its own right. It exists only in a relationship. God can be love because he is Father, Son, and Spirit. And God, in his love as a father, is creative. It is not an inward self-loving, but an outward self-giving love. So much so that he took great delight and joy in bringing about his creation. In the ancient world, the pantheon of gods has creations, that's us mortals, you and me, running around at the beck and call of all on Mount Olympus or somewhere, serving their every need. But our God, in his love, delighted in his creation, making us in his image, so we too could enjoy love. We were created to be in relationship with our Creator God, so that we can enjoy his love. But being made in that love, we had to be free in that love to make our own choices. And we do not make good choices, do we? We turn that love inwards towards ourselves. Just as in the fall, Adam and Eve were self-seeking. Self-seeking for knowledge and control and power. And all the other things that are represented in the picking of the apple from that tree in the Garden of Eden. All that goes against the love and goodness of God, but that we think will make our lives better. And just as in our selfishness, we turn that love in on ourselves. God, in his graciousness, steadfastly pours out that love on others, on us. And supremely, he pours out that love onto his Son, who in the prologue of John's Gospel, we are told, was with God at the beginning. And if we return to John 3:16 and to that second word, we read, God so loved the world that he gave his Son. The second person of the Trinity and the object of God's love was given to us in love to bring us back into that loving relationship with God the Father and each other, no matter what we have done or how many times we fail. You see, God's love is always turned outwards towards us. In the love that he has shown us through the Son, the exact representation of the Father, our great high priest and sacrificial lamb, who paid the price for sin so that we don't have to. And so we are free to live in that love of God the Father, shown to us and won for us through God the Son. And it is experienced by us through God the Holy Spirit living in us. And through us. We cannot earn that for ourselves. It is a grace, generously given by our Trinitarian God. But the grace of God is not a magic force to be received. It is a life to be experienced. And it is experienced through receiving the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, so the Father and the Son are received and made known also. Charles Spurgeon, the renowned 19th century Baptist preacher, said something like this. It is ever the Holy Spirit's work to turn our eyes away from self towards Jesus. And it's Satan's work is just the opposite of this. For he is constantly trying to make us regard ourselves instead of Christ. We shall never find happiness by looking at our prayers, our doings, or our feelings. It is what Jesus is, not what we are, that gives rest to the soul. If we would at once overcome Satan and have peace with God, it must be by looking at Jesus. And just to reflect on the image of our reading from Isaiah, looking at Jesus, who as the Son shows us the Father's love, may cause us to cry like Isaiah, "Woe is me, I am of unclean lips." But the purifying coals have touched our lips, they've touched mine, they've touched yours, to blot out our sin and make our guilt depart. Or another image from the Gospel reading, in the conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus put it another way. We are to be born of spirit and water. We are born of the water of baptism, where we come in repentance to be washed clean. But we are also born of the Spirit, very much part of our liturgy in the baptism service. And it's an echo of the Holy Spirit, Christ's own baptism. The love of God, shown to us through the redeeming work of the Son, is bestowed on us through the Holy Spirit, so we can be called a child of God, in whom he is well pleased. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. As we receive the love of the Father, given to us through the Son, and experienced in our lives through the Holy Spirit, let us be changed to become more like the true image of God in which we are made. Turn our love away from ourselves and always towards others, showing all undeserved compassion and forgiveness, so that all may experience life in all its fullness. Amen.